Welcome back to Blackhawks Live on 720 WGN. We're talking with, crazily enough, not one of the newest Blackhawks, but still one that's making quite an impact quite quickly. It's the Illinois native David Gust, who scored his first NHL goal on his first NHL shot in his first NHL game. David, how's this whole thing been going on? Have you been able to come down from Cloud 9 yet?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a whirlwind the past week here, but it's been an unbelievable experience, and just enjoying every day.
I'm curious, when you grow up playing hockey as a kid and you daydream about playing in the NHL, whether it's the Blackhawks or not, I'm wondering if you ever envisioned your first goal, like what your celebration would be like, what you thought it would look like. Did you ever have that? Did you ever daydream like that as a kid?
Not necessarily the exact goal, but I think, you know, the celebrations go through your mind, and you know, whether it's dropping to one knee or doing something crazy. But for me, right when it happened, it was like, oh my God, I can't believe it happened. And the arms just kind of went straight up in the air and kind of blacked out. So not the celebration I, you know, thought as a kid that played out to be, but it was just crazy that it happened first shift that quickly.
The TV broadcast was kind of poking fun at Colin Blackwell. They said you would have thought Colin Blackwell helped you score the game winner in Game 7 in overtime if you saw the reaction that he had.
Yeah, I saw that picture of me and him, and he was smiling ear to ear just like me, and he was very happy for me, so it was cool.
What was the reaction like when you got to tell your folks?
So my birthday was, ironically, the day after I signed. So we kind of had a birthday dinner lined up with my parents and my wife, and we kind of thought it would be kind of a cool idea to drop the news to them that I signed an NHL contract. And then I wasn't too positive about getting called up at the moment, so it was mostly just that I signed an NHL contract with you know, childhood team, the Blackhawks, which was really cool in itself. And then there was talks that possibly I would get called up that following Thursday. So it all ended up happening, and it was pretty emotional at the dinner table. The waitress came over when we were all kind of teary eyed. She's like, "Is everything okay over here?" And we were just all joking. We're like, "Yeah, happy tears." So you know, they couldn't be more proud of me, and it was really cool telling them.
Oh man, that's so cool. Where'd you go?
So we were in Rockford, me and my wife, and then my parents are in Orland. So we thought about driving all the way to Orland, but I had a game the next day in Rockford. So we decided to meet at Woodfield Mall, which was kind of the
halfway point, yeah,
for both of us. Yeah, so we went to Shaw's Crab House right there in Woodfield to celebrate.
So you signed the two-way contract, but it doesn't mean you're necessarily going up, like you said. Did that kind of help you be able to balance your emotions? I mean, nothing about your game or your attitudes shows that you were nervous whatsoever, and not saying that, you know, you should be nervous, but did that allow you to kind of help level things out?
Yeah, I think it's just a different mindset too when you know, you're on an American League deal. There's really, you know, you can't get called up to the NHL because you quite simply just don't have a contract too. So once, you know, you get that door open to get that NHL contract, there's, you know, now there's the possibility to, you know, the year I was having playing well, and if I just kind of stuck with it and did all the right things, now there's that opportunity to get called up. And, you know, with the trade deadline going on, we all kind of thought that they might be making some moves, and there might be an opening for one game or whatever it might be. And you know, it all worked out, and I'm here now.
I know you had mentioned that the Hawks had told you when you were initially signing at the beginning of the year that they were going to try and see what they could do by getting you to crack an NHL roster. What was that conversation like? And, you know, how much was that a motivating factor to sign with Rockford and the Hawks? And how much of a motivating factor was it as well, just that it was because it was the Blackhawks?
Yeah, I'd say it was more just because it was the Blackhawks, to be honest, because, you know, in the history of the game, I don't think there's been many contracts that have gotten flipped during a year, so I wasn't really confident that would actually happen. But for me, it was kind of more, like I said, winning a Calder Cup last year in my hometown, you know, kind of going out on a high like that, I was like, you know what, why not do that? And then they kind of said, you know, Rockford deal, this and that, and if I do well, they'll flip it. But honestly, it was kind of just more going to the camp and getting a preseason game is kind of the deciding factor for me. I said, you know, if I can't play in the NHL and if a preseason game's the closest thing I get, I think, you know, doing it with a Blackhawks jersey would be, you know, as cool as it could get for me.
I know playing in a preseason game is kind of like a soft opening to your NHL debut, but when you finally got the call, when you got over there, anything surprise you about the NHL lifestyle at all?
Oh, it's just, you know, it's a dream. It's the top of the top. You know, they treat you unbelievable. You get everything you kind of want, and yeah, it's just, it's night and day. It's truly a unbelievable experience so far.
I know you said you grew up watching the Hawks Cups teams, but who was your favorite player growing up? Who did you kind of idolize?
Oh, it was an easy one, Patrick Kane. So it was kind of cool getting to hang with him for a little bit, and you know, he came up right away and congratulated me. I kind of knew him a little bit before, just you know, being from Chicago, and we both worked with Ian Mack at Tomahawk Science, so we kind of ran into each other a few times over the years at the gym. So, you know, right when I got up here, he was one of the first ones to come up and congratulate me.
Clearly your parents are such a big piece of this story. I know your family owns the Arctic Ice Arena. Tell me a little bit about your upbringing growing up. When did you first get involved with the game? How involved were your parents from the get-go?
Yeah, parents own Arctic Ice, like you said, and I think my parents bought it right around when I was maybe 4 years old, so I wasn't really into the game fully yet, but just growing up, having an ice rink, it was always something to do, always open ice, and whenever my buddies always need ice, I always got the phone call, hey, you want to hang out today? You want to skate? So, but yeah, it was just kind of just a child's dream when you play hockey to have your parents own an ice rink and just have all the access to the ice, the gym, and all that goes with it.
You set the bar pretty high when you said that Patrick Kane congratulated you, but other than that, who's the coolest person to congratulate you once you got called up?
Oh man, I think he's at the top of the list there, but then maybe not coolest, but probably Darren McCluskey or along the lines of that, who was kind of the guy who taught me how to play hockey, who was probably one of the most proud for me, and just he knows my story, my journey, and you know, how hard I've worked to get here. So I think that was a pretty special one.
David, I know you were contemplating hanging him up and ending this journey. What little voice in your head told you not to do that, told you to keep going? Or was it somebody else that told you that too?
It was just kind of, like I said, I'm 29 years old. I'm you know, getting a little bit older for the game of hockey and that aspect. And with no NHL deal, there's just, you know, I didn't really see light at the end of the tunnel that for my NHL career. So, like I said earlier, I won Calder Cup with the Chicago Wolves last year in the hometown, you know, had a career year, and there's really no NHL offers going into this season. So me and my wife were just kind of talking, and I'm like, hey, my dream's to play in the NHL, but there's really no offers to make that really happen. And being 29, they're not really coming around any later. So we have a baby coming in a couple weeks here. So we just kind of laid it out there and kind of just looked at it and said, you know, maybe it's time to start the next chapter of our lives, and kind of sat on it for a couple weeks. And then Rockford came, and like I said, it was kind of more so just getting the chance to put on that jersey in like a preseason game and going to camp was kind of, you know, why not give it one last run with the Blackhawks.
A few more with David Gust here, one of the newest Blackhawks. He scored his NHL goal in his debut on Saturday. You mentioned you got a kid on the way. Any names picked out yet?
Yeah, there's a couple.
You don't have to give it away if that's part of it.
Yeah, I don't know if my wife would like that, but We have two, and you know, I'm a fan of both of them, and it's a baby girl. So you know, I said, you know, it's the girl. You can pick the name. I'm happy with both of them. They're both great names. So I think it's going to be a game time decision once once the baby's born. I think my wife said she's got to look at her and see what type of name she is. So as of right now, it's still up in the air, but it's killing me because I just want, you know, I want to be prepared and have a name and all that. But she's like, I think we just got to wait and see her. So it's going to be an exciting time, like it has been the past couple weeks. But I think the most exciting time is going to be in a couple weeks.
Well, that's very cool. And I'm sure there's no wrong decision, so it'll be a good one no matter what. I want to read this stat to you really quickly, and I don't know if you know it already, but just let me know what comes first to your mind, that you and Eddie Olczyk are the only two Illinois-born players to score your first goal in your NHL debut with the Chicago Blackhawks. What does that mean to you?
I did see that actually on Twitter the other day, but I think he might have hit it when he was 18, not 29. But anytime you can be in a stat with a name like that, it's pretty special. So he was an unbelievable player for the Blackhawks, and it's just kind of a cool little stat.
Very cool. All right, last one, David, and since you're a Southsider, I gotta ask, we're big on pizza on this show, so if you're back at home, what's the first place you're calling for if you're looking for a pizza for dinner?
Oh, I'm not the biggest pizza guy, but I might get some backlash. I don't know. I'm not a huge pizza guy, but I love a good deep dish, Nancy's.
Nancy's, okay.
Nancy's Pizza, yeah. Deep dish.
I'm a fan of that. Not too many people pull out Nancy's, so I appreciate that.
No, I know. Out of left field.
All right, well, David, congrats, man. Very cool story. Keep up the great work. You're an easy guy to root for, and we'll talk to you at the United Center one of these days.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, we got more Blackhawks Live coming up next, 720 WGN.